The federal government is still planning to make substantive changes to the national school lunch program next year. That's despite congressional action last week backed by the food industry that has put a hold on some of the USDA's proposed rules. Nutrition experts and the Obama administration say that changes to school lunches are necessary to combat rising childhood obesity. Cindy Leckler is a public health nutritionist for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. She agrees.
I think if we look at it in doing the best for our kids, these changes are what's good for the kids.
The USDA's proposed rules increase fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. They also reduce sodium and fat, and they would have also limited starchy vegetables, including potatoes, to 1 cup a week. Susan Peterman is coordinator of school nutrition for the Middleton Cross Plains School District.
There were 134,000 comments on the new nutrition guidelines that USDA is currently sorting through. And my guess is that at least 30,000 of them came from Wisconsinites about the potato issue. For kids, potatoes are good food. It's just how you make them. And when they get baked French fries from me, that is a quality product, full of good nutrition, potassium.
For now, schools will likely get to keep their potatoes. Congress blocked that rule, along with a change that would have required pizza to have at least a half of a cup of tomato paste to qualify as a vegetable serving. That's up from the current 2 tablespoons. Leckler of DPI says that while she feels Congress's recent action is a step backward, that Wisconsin schools do and will continue to serve healthful meals. She says, for example, that while not yet required, the USDA has been recommending whole grains since 2005. She says many schools in Wisconsin already serve them.
A lot of them are doing the whole grain breads. We've got a lot of schools using the brown rice. We've got whole grain pastas being used. The pizza crust on lots of pizzas made with whole grain flour.
Leckler says they also work with schools to cut down on sodium levels. Jeannie Hopkins is director of food service at the Superior School District. She says good old-fashioned cooking has helped that cause, as have food manufacturers.
They're offering more low-sodium products available for sale, and we are doing some amount of scratch cooking. And, of course, with scratch cooking, you can cut down on the amount of sodium in foods.
The USDA is proposing that schools serve no more than 1,230 milligrams of sodium per lunch for grades K through 5 within 2 years, with more allowed for middle and high school. Leckler says it's similar to what DPI currently requires in Wisconsin schools. But Congress last week halted USDA's efforts to further cut sodium levels by over 50% to 640 milligrams within 10 years. Leckler says that would have brought salt more in line with the recommended daily allowance of 2,300 milligrams a day. But Middleton's Peterman says she had concerns that went too far.
As a dietitian, I am unsure how realistic the sodium limits are. My position is that school food service is totally dependent upon attracting and keeping students in the lunch lines. I can't do what I want to do for student health and student nutrition if I can't attract kids to eat with me every day.
The USDA will now have to revamp its final rules to comply with Congress's action. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is promising that the new rules expected by early next year will still provide more fruits, vegetables, and grains and less salt and fat. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.